Welcome, welcome. My name's Pamela. So I really honor your love of truth. Yeah. One thing that I find very curious about the divine is it likes to be nourished. Yeah. So just by being here, we nourish each other. Even if we didn't listen, there would be just this circle of nourishment. I love what Baba said, that there's no freedom, because that's not our deepest longing. Maybe in the beginning there's a longing for relief or just to be. But just this full return to naturalness, to what we resonate with, what every cell of our body is already living, this deep, restful yes. So there's nothing I can say that you aren't already living. It's only occasionally thought has some doubts about this naturalness that we all are. So I like to invite people actually to give satsang inside to whatever is restless. Because to be aware of anything that is restless points to the fact that we're deep rest. Anything that's not completely rooted and open and unmovingly yes will present itself to you. So I'd just love to open it up to whatever you want to speak. It's really beautiful to let the heart speak. Yeah. So anything that you notice, anything you're curious about, any apparent questions? So this that we are is infinite, which is why it keeps exploring itself. Realization is infinite, clear seeing is infinite, relaxation is infinite, welcoming and intimacy and abiding love is infinite. So what's new? Yes.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Hi. I find that, can you hear me? Is it on? Yeah, okay. As Baba was talking earlier and you were here, and I'm finding that the truth that resonates really brings tears to my eyes, and it's like my heart is like broken open, right? And so I sit with that. And in the sitting with that, it seems to sometimes get deeper, like it is right now. And other times, it, you know, busyness can take over or the mind can go elsewhere, etc. And I suppose my question would be is how to... And it's not even a how-to, but how to sit with this in a way that is truthful in finding its way home. Is that a question?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Lovely. Lovely that you're curious about this function that we all are, which is the function of the heart or the sage. Yeah. So I find it's better to ask whatever I'm sitting with how to be with you. Yeah? Because it will also start to give you satsang or this sort of ancient transmission of wisdom. And yeah? Because since, as Baba said, everything is God, everything is divine. So this is an ancient conversation, an ancient meeting that's happening from moment to moment. So it's the play is so well designed, yeah? Because all the greatest treasures, as far as I can tell, are hidden, so to speak, behind that which we wouldn't want to be with. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're here, you're this ultimate mischief and brilliance, right? So all the wisdom is within, all the compassion is within, all the treasure is within. Now, where are you going to hide it? From natural curiosity. You're going to hide it behind some uncomfortable sensation. Or you're going to hide it behind shame or regret or anger or rage. I mean, it's brilliant. So I'm very back door. You know, forget the front door. We've been trying that for millennia, yeah? Go around the back.
Or through the window.
It's so great. Everything is divine, and there's this big grin, you know, when you go around the back. Everything is so convincingly what it seems to be from the front. Yeah. But it's an honor to be with anything that arises, any being. Of course, we know that with friends and apparent strangers. But to be that intimate and that yes with what arises inside. Yeah. And then you're being invoked by life as the ancient one, as the heart of hearts. And that's such a pleasure. Because the longing within most beings is, how do I feed this unfoldment that's happening? And it can be, you can be in your car at a stop sign and feeding the unfoldment, yeah, just with your loving attention. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so beautiful, to know ourselves as this vast, mischievous one. To know ourselves as this clear seeing and this wisdom and unshakable rest. And then such a surprise to notice that you're the pulsing heart of the emptiness. That you're the mountain strength of the vastness. And it's oddly enough these weird moments that allow us to notice that. It's not like there's a drum roll from within or a gorgeous saxophone medley that announces you are love. No, it's like sitting with something like really awful. Yeah? You know, just holding a friend's hand, or those moments when you're gazing at anything and you fall into it. So there's this beautiful romanticization of naturalness. But it's really, you know, kind of ordinary and gritty, and it gets mud between its toes, and it it likes to fall into everything, to drink from everything. I mean, it can get high as a kite, in a room in a strange hotel with artificial air, no windows, and it can go into a deep, rolling, yummy yes. It might start off with aversion and then fall into deep rolling. No difference. So I want to hear from you. You guys are the Buddhas in the field, so. Yeah, Kenneth.
Can you just say a little more about rest and restlessness?
I mean,
noticing myself as feeling restful, but then also there's, it's like both at the same time.
That's it. Well, I mean, see, we overlook how whatever we notice is pointing to who we are, from the most mundane to the most glorious. But you're that which is aware of rest and restlessness, pointing that you're not subject to either. Rest just blooms within you, right? And then every cell gets a little straw and just drinks of that, yeah? So what's prior to rest and restlessness, and prior to joy and sorrow, and prior to human and divine? Who is that one? It's never been awake or asleep. It doesn't know those words. But out of love, it's willing to taste everything, to grant everything access into its innermost. So part of the play of being human is, you know, getting into the mud puddle and everything and splashing around. But the other uncomfortable part of the play is playing small. And it's a tribal, you know, meaning a modern tribal thing. It's certainly not an ancient tribal thing. But just noticing everything that moves through you is saying, look how big you are. Look how vast and immense and elephant-like. That you have room for everything, and everything just wants to come sit with your heart, you know, curl up. Sometimes things just fly by and wait. But sometimes they move in. What do you notice about this that we all are? Maybe we need the mic back, Mila. Thanks. What is fun about being larger than galaxies and smaller than bugs? I'm all about fun. If it's not fun, why be here?
Well, sometimes the restlessness doesn't feel like fun, and the rest does.
So right. Yeah, but that's why you have to enter into the restlessness. Because there isn't anything that's arising that isn't bringing a gift. I mean, where does restlessness get its drive? Where is it arising from that it's so oomphy? Anybody ever sit with restlessness? I mean, you know, you're minding your own business and your legs start.
It's like wanting something.
Yeah,
something's
how curious.
Missing.
Yeah, so if all desire, if no desire is personal, and if it's also arising from stillness, sometimes it's nice to dive down deep into the desire. Because what we do with desire, or probably most things, is we throw stuff at it, yeah? Like we throw food at it, or another experience, or TV or whatever. Because it's like we're reluctant satsang givers will say, okay, you get 2 seconds of my timeless attention. And if that doesn't placate it, we're going to throw it a bone. And here we're trying to deal with life, and here's life going, let me show you something. And we're going, ah, go away. Here, have some more chocolate. Don't bother me. Yeah. So life will keep until we finally go, all right, all right, all right. I am here. I won't turn away from you anymore.
So it's as though the rest then comes up out of that, in a sense. Like stay with the restlessness. And
oh, gorgeous, yeah. Anything you're present with, you return to its true nature. It's a law of nature. Hmm? Yeah. If you're not present with it, it makes itself really huge and keeps bothering you.
Yeah.
Another law of nature. There is a gorilla in the kitchen. Oh no! Ignore it. Close all the doors. But see, this is so beautiful. Each one of us roots all of us into turning towards something. Yeah, because the whole group momentum is turn away. Maybe phenomena will come to rest all on its own. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Phenomena is going, I am the absolute. I am powered by ultimate reality. I have a stronger intention to completely liberate your field than you do of turning away. This is really intense, you know? Are you just stretching? Yeah. That looked like a very lovely... Oh.
As I'm sitting here, I notice the calmness, the rest that lives within me at this particular moment. And hearing the words that are coming from you and washing through me, it brings up the moments when I don't feel the calmness. And on an intellectual level, understand the idea of what you speak to in terms of the inquiry process. And I try to keep the chocolate out of the house.
You are the chocolate, though. You are the ultimate chocolate. Everything's going...
The difficulty is whether I'm the chocolate or there's an actual bar in the cupboard. There's struggle with staying present with the inquiry.
Okay, good.
So when whatever shows up that feels worthy of inquiry, the attention span is fairly childlike. Not in a child who's interested, but actually the child who's not interested.
Yeah, that's it. But that's not you, yeah? Mm. So you mentioned 3 friends that are coming to satsang, the me, the distracted, yeah. So just in this moment, yeah, just let them come as close to you. Just draw it nearer, you know? I mean, where would me go to rest? to this heart that you are. And the mind, too. The mind is up there. It's been so brilliantly trained to perform. Yeah. And so just now that, too, just turn towards it fully. You are the sun. Each one of us is the sun. When you just shine on whatever is going, it all comes out of its form and opens and knows itself. That's the ultimate satisfaction, is this meeting of you as love, meeting form and function that's lost its way. And when those meet, everything rests. Yeah. Because everything's made of love. Everything's in service to this one. But everything's tired now. The me is tired, the mind is tired. Everybody's limping home to the heart. Yeah? Yeah, and we're all going, ew, go away. Yeah, so just in this moment, it just shine on it. Each one of us is the only sage that ever was. And in the light of your warm regard, everything bows back and rests. Yeah. That's it. And then we know ourselves as love, because we're the last to know. We're going, no, 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 but I was cranky, and I was rude, and I... Yeah, that's it. You notice how everything rests when you function as that warm benevolence? Isn't that amazing? That's why it's such a secret. It's such a lovely taboo love. Certainly don't include your own embodiment. Because that's the end of anything that's not real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, thank you for liberating the mind and everything else. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
When you said fun, I could really resonate with that word. And what you're talking about, and also in your bio, I was expecting a lot more fun in this particular event.
Okay.
And so my question to you, since we're asking you questions, is where does shaking, where does ecstatic dance, where does laughing, where does all these more right brain exercises come into this? Because I have had enough of the left brain talking. Please,
gorgeous.
Talk to
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, but you overlooked something. You know, this is divine mischief. So each one of us will be uniquely into certain fun, right? My idea of really good time is dancing as vast mischief and not being seen doing it. Yeah. You see? I mean, now that to me is so much fun. When I was little, I wanted to be invisible because then I could play. You know? So each one of us will have our own unique, like, mischief, right? So I like being under the radar, formlessly tickling everything.
I don't know what he's looking at, but I happen to see a naked Dakini up there dancing around.
Don't tell me that.
My comment about restlessness and about the structure of this meeting, as it mirrors the structure of my experience. Last night was particularly obvious. Bookended by Jeff and Rupert, was this incredibly cerebral discussion about microtubules and death EEGs, and all of which is infinitely fascinating. But I noticed that one of the ways that I hide is in mind and matter, which are both motion, mm-hmm. as opposed to the rest that you're talking about. And the figuring it out and having to know and question, not to be anti-intellectual, because, of course, that's the other side of the rest that we're all here doing, depending on what room you happen to be sitting in at any given moment.
Yeah, but it's all divine mischief, you see. Because love has been a taboo for so long, it had to wear the robes of wisdom to be allowed into the inner sanctum. Yeah? So if I'm love, I am going to dress myself up in brilliant cerebral sneakiness, you see. And no one will know what hit them. So in every culture, there's this beautiful veiling and unveiling that happens, right? You know, because music isn't music, and art isn't art, and food isn't food, and so on and so on and so on. It's all just divine play, yeah? Yeah. So even, I used to say that a gathering could be radically juicy if we all just read the phone book to each other. It's like John Smith, 12 Spencer Road, New York. So we never know what's really happening because perception, I mean, I don't know about this stuff, but in the brain, there's this gorgeous filtering system that only allows a certain amount of perception in. Meanwhile, there's this just warm, rich transmission that happens at the grocery store with the produce. You know, when you're pulled over for a ticket and this man is like gazing at your license. Nothing is what it appears to be, so after a while you can riff off of anything. Because if all there is the divine, then a bug crawling up your leg is like, oh, that's good. Do you know? And I'm a beginner at this. Like, my puppy is a master. Because I think everything is divine until she eats certain things. And then I go, okay, I'm still a beginner. She's finding incredible nourishment from that. And bliss. And I'm like rolling around in total aversions. Yeah. Oh, so no distinction between cerebral and corporeal, or yeah, it's all just mischief. Yes.
Hey.
What's the squatting
man? Oh no, the gentleman boy.
But I do have a question.
Oh, can we get to you second? Would that be right? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, your other self.
I'm curious about the back door.
The back door, fun.
I relate to the hidden treasure in behind some of the misunderstandings around shame or
beautiful.
Unworthiness. Or,
yeah.
And I recognize the same energy that is busy convincing of the shame or whatever it is.
That's it.
Has the same as a very similar resonance to creativity.
It is divine creativity, all of it. Even the projections from the bright, shiny heart, which is called the mind. Yeah. Could you bow for a moment to the absolute, infinite creativity of it all. It's in complete devotion. Because only a sage would do that, bow down and adore it all. And then that which you are adoring unveils itself and twinkles back at you. So all these beautiful names that are given, these movements and friends, and they're there to lend coloration and existence to something that's fresh and untamable. So sometimes in satsang, people have questions about, like, well, how do I deal with this? Or how do I manage this? And I said, oh, it, you know, life doesn't want to be dealt with. It doesn't want to be managed. It's like if you had a big lioness in your living room, you wouldn't say, how am I going to manage her? No, you're going to really honor it. And then it reveals the beauty. It's a Western thing. How am I going to contain and push objects through time and space to be more productive? So if nothing is what it appears to be and you aren't who you appear to be, then we have to look a little deeper and feel a little deeper. It's beautiful. See that? Simple. And if we're totally clueless, which happens regularly, I just ask whatever I'm being with, how to be with you, and I let it teach me. Because it's the ancient, ageless one. As soon as it embodies its pure innocence and clueless and sublimely all over the place. Yes, yes, yes.
I've gotten pretty good, actually, in these last few years at just being content and seeing the loveliness and joy of everything that happens. I spent many years doing quote-unquote important things, inspiring people and giving wonderful talks and presenting brilliant ideas. And now I'm a landscaper and I shovel gravel. And,
oh, gorgeous.
And I find myself actually more content now than I was before. But here's the question that I still have this part of me that comes up and says, when are you going to write those books that you've been thinking about? When are you going to do those recordings that you think about? And ironically, that sort of big, you know, visionary, destiny, purpose, meaning stuff is the main source of my discontent, as opposed to just being a simple, happy gravel shoveler.
Yes. So let's ask that one that wants, you know, the future productivity, ask it what would satisfy it forever, that voice.
It's just being aware.
Just being aware.
Being delightfully aware.
Gorgeous. Now, ask it if it knows its true nature, that voice, because it's not you, it's a function in consciousness.
And who am I addressing? Who am I asking?
Well, it might have already dissolved back into the ocean of yes. Probably. Because everything's looking for the ultimate satisfaction, and I love that word because it has sat in it. Everything's looking for its true nature. Yeah. So even if we did, because I have a little voice like that who says, honey, where's the book? it's so beautiful to help those functions, those crystallizations, see their heart and their true nature. Because we're told in this world that our value comes from what we do, not from our being, yeah. Yeah. Even when you're little, it's like, that's all very nice, that dancing in joy, but could we get serious? Yeah.
Thanks, that's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your dancing, pure being. You can't be enhanced or edited, thank God. Where's this guy?